Okay, today, because we're in the middle of Elul, and Elul is a time for tshuva, so we're doing some famous Rambams in Hilchos Tshuva. This is a world-famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the Hebrew and the English. It's in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes. Okay? It's something you have to know. This is a perspective on, literally, a perspective on all of life. So it's hard to get more significant than that. To have a perspective on like one piece of life is one thing, but perspective on a person's alive, Baruch Hashem, that's a big deal. What's the best part of waking up?
Waking up,
correct. The old commercial says, I never saw a commercial, but I have friends who saw commercials and they explained them to me, so I have a lot of commercials memorized from the explanation of my friends being so vividly clear. So there's an old Folgers coffee commercial. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And I said Folgers is gross.
Right. And Sally said Folgers is gross, so Sally did not fall for the commercial. He actually tried the coffee and it didn't work. But the best part of waking up is not the Folgers. The best part of waking up is waking up. A person's alive. A person, Baruch Hashem, is healthy. So how do you, what's a perspective on that? Being alive, being healthy. That's one angle. And then there's this famous Rambam. So here we go. Where is the main place that a person is going to get rewarded? Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the main thing. Olam Haba lasts a long time. Forever. The Gematria is a very, very long time. It's a long time, Olam Haba. So you want to get a good Olam Haba, and you get a good Olam Haba by putting in the effort here in Olam Hazeh. That's just the way it is. You put the effort in, and then you get an Olam Haba. So the Rambam has a whole thing. The Rambam, Olam Haba is the main thing. That's where the main reward is. The Torah never talks about reward in Olam Haba, at least explicitly. It doesn't talk about it. What does the Torah talk about? Reward where? Olam Hazeh. When you say Shema, what does it say in Shema? Im Shamoa Tishmu. If you listen to the mitzvos, then you'll have the rain. V'nasati Gishbichem Bitam. Rain, it'll be good. And right, you'll have what you need. So the schar is always Olam Hazeh schar. So that's an interesting question. We know the main place for schar is Olam Haba, and the Torah talks about Olam Hazeh. That's the Rambam. So that's the question. So let's read inside. This is famous. I'll be reading in the Hebrew, but if you want to follow along in the English, it's just as good. Me'acher, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Me'acher shematan scharan shel mitzvos v'atova shenizkela im shemarnu derech Hashem hichay olam haba. He quotes a pasuk, l'ita ba'arecha yamin. It's known that the main thing, the main schar we'll get is in the world to come, and the main punishment is in the world to come. So then, mahuzesh, fourth line of the Rambam. Mahu zeh shekasuv b'chol haTorah kula, im tishmu yagia lachem kach, v'im lo tishmu yikrech otzem kach, b'olam hazeh. How come, the whole Torah is full of, if you do the mitzvos, you get reward over here. Good life in Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh. And if you don't do the mitzvos, you won't get the rain, you're going to have a famine. The Torah is full of Olam Hazeh, scharnu. You got it? That's a good question. How come the Torah talks about Olam Hazeh, reward and punishment, when really the main place our hashkafa is Olam Hazeh? This is for Kagon. Sova v'ra'av, having plenty, having a famine, Nechama v'shalom. If we do averus, we'll have wars. If we do mitzvos, we'll have peace, etc. V'shalka divrebris. Okay, good. Now kol osan dvarim emes hayu. All the things the Torah says are true, v'yihyu, and they'll happen. Meaning the Rambam here is just mentioning in a sentence that historically the Torah has come true. That's what the Ramban writes, that when the Torah says if you do averus you'll get punished, so it happened in history. And it will happen in the future too. So that's true what the Torah says. So how are we supposed to deal with this? It's a good question. So here's the answer. So the answer is, we're going to be reading section 2 of the English. I'm going to read it in English now. And it's in the middle of this long Rambam, in the middle of Halach Aleph. He says, this is the explanation. So here, I'll read this part in English. In my own English. This is a fancy English. Hashem has promised us in the Torah that if we... In the English, where it says two, like there's a little two on the side there. It's like the second big paragraph. If we observe the mitzvos joyously and meditate on its wisdom, think about the Torah, He will remove from us the obstacles that hinder us in its observance, such as sickness, war, famine, and other calamities, will bestow upon us all the material benefits which will strengthen our ability to fulfill the Torah, such as plenty and peace and abundance, etc. Thus, we will not be engaged all our days in providing for our physical needs, but will have time, free time, to study Torah, fulfill the mitzvos, and thus attain life in the world to come. This is the world-famous Rambam. When you're healthy, and you have a decent parnasa, then you're able to spend time learning Torah, and spend a lot of time doing mitzvahs and giving tzedakah. If l'aleinu you're not healthy and you have no money and you have to spend 20 hours a day running around to getting enough money just to pay the bills, then without your health, you don't have the freedom to really learn Torah the way you want to. You don't have the time to go do all the mitzvahs you want to do. So what the Torah, this is a very deep idea. The Torah is saying if you do mitzvahs, Hashem's going to give you the gashmias opportunities to do more mitzvahs, to ultimately get olam haba. That's what it's about. When you, Rav Neventzal Shlita, when he is sick, shouldn't happen, shouldn't be sick, when he gets sick, he can't learn the same way. He has a schedule. We discussed his schedule. He learns around 18 blot a day. When? In between time. In the in-between times. When he learns his normal learning, his regular eon of different things, the in-between times, waiting for a shear, doing this, how many gemaras does he carry around at all times? Two. Why? In case he finishes what he's up to, he doesn't want to have the next gemara available. Okay. We carry around two cell phones, you know, to make sure we follow all the fantasy football games at the same, whatever, anyway. But everyone has their own thing, they carry two things around. So he carries around two. If he's sick, he can't learn the same way. So it's not good if he's sick because he wants... So a person davens to Hashem. I want to be healthy. I want to have a basic parnasa so that I have the time and I'm able to serve you more and then get what? Get what? Get more olam haba. Ultimately. That's the famous Rambam. This is a perspective on all of life. And obviously it means... And this is why we're here, Shana Bet, to try to get a good perspective on life. It means that when we, our focus should be, hey, I want to get make a good living so I can have enough money to send my kids to good schools, to give tzedakah. You know why you want to have extra money? What if you have a child who's needs a little extra help in Gemara? So you want to give him a tutor. What if you have a child who's a superstar in his learning? And you want to give him an extra boost. You want to have money for that. That's what you happen to have money for. Why do you want to be healthy? I want to be healthy so I can do the mitzvos. I want to be healthy so I'll live a long life and Rez Hashem and teach my grandchildren at the Seder. You can't teach your grandchildren at the Seder unless what? Unless you have grandchildren. That's good. Okay, good. Good. And you got to be there. You got to be there. This is what Rav Willig Shlita gives this mussar about living a healthy lifestyle. He quotes based on a sforno that a big part of chinuch is if you're zocha, that you have parents that are over the Hashem and grandparents. So then, if a grandchild grows up, imagine you're a Chliski's children. You have a Chliski's influence, and you have Rav Neventzal's influence. Woo! You got a pretty good chance of turning out okay. So you want to be there. So that's what Willig's Musa that he gives about trying to stay healthy. But the point is, the goal of all of the physical stuff is to use it to serve Hashem more. And that's the Rambam's perspective. So ultimately it gets back to Olam Haba, But you have to. You need a healthy Olam Hazeh, and that's why the Rambam says, "Why do we daven for Mashiach? Because when Mashiach comes, we're going to be free to serve Hashem the way we want to. Parnassah will be taken care of. There won't be wars. There'll be a calm life. Then we could all just serve Hashem. Got it? That's the famous Rambam. That's a perspective on all of life. It's a perspective on being alive, perspective on being healthy, and it explains this dichotomy that the main thing is building up a good Olam Haba, but the Torah's emphasis is on what? Olam Hazeh. And that's the world famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes.